Well, good morning, everyone. It's really great to be back in church and actually with a great crowd of people. It's just lovely, isn't it, to be together. For many of us, change can be unsettling. We've all had to get used to change, haven't we, over the last 18 months. It seems life has been full of change. The pandemic has disrupted so much of what we thought was reliable and predictable and safe and solid. Who would have thought it would be scary to go to Tesco's? I remember wandering to Tesco's in the early days of the pandemic, feeling slightly apprehensive. And I know many of you are longing for normality to return and a sense of some stability. And change is especially difficult if what is changing is very dear to us, dear to our hearts. If the bin man comes on a Tuesday and not a Wednesday, then most of us can cope with that change. If Coronation Street or Match of the Day is rescheduled, then most of us won't get too flustered. If the change affects something that is really important to us, something that really matters, then change can be really unsettling. And that's really true especially of church family life together. One of the things which we discovered through the house group work, which we asked you to do, was to what makes Salford special to you, what keeps you coming. And one of the things is church family life together, being together as church family. So we know how much Salford matters to all of us, this place and you people on Zoom as well. We care about Salford. And that means when there's a change in leadership coming, it can feel a little bit scary. Who could possibly replace Ian and Mike, our wonderful brothers? What will that mean for change in direction, possibly, of the church? Where will we get our pastoral support, and who will we look to for leadership? And can the scriptures help us in a time of change? Are there any transition stories that might point us to how the Lord helps his people in times of change? And of course, yes. There are, in fact, plenty of stories. The one I've picked is about the people of Israel at a crucial moment of their history. They're on the eastern banks of the River Jordan, and they're about to cross into the Promised Land. And the image I've got there looks something like a Promised Land, a land flowing in milk and honey. They are facing Jericho. The Promised Land is ahead, the desert is behind them. And Moses has led the people for decades. A bit like Ian. Most of them were not even alive when Moses took over leadership. He's the only leader that they have known. And now Moses is stepping down from leadership. And in fact, it's the Lord's plan, we will discover, for him to step down. So let's read the passage. It's just six short verses. And hopefully you can see them there. Moses went out and spoke these words to all Israel. I am now 120 years old, and I am no longer able to lead you. The Lord has said to me, you shall not cross the Jordan. The Lord your God himself will cross over ahead of you. He will destroy these nations before you, and you will take possession of their land. Joshua also will cross over ahead of you, as the Lord said. And the Lord will do to them what he did to Sihon and Og, the kings of the Amorites, whom he destroyed along with their land. The Lord will deliver them to you, and you must do to them all that I have commanded you. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. First thing I noticed in the passage, I'm sure you too, was that Moses was 120 years old at this point. Makes me wonder how old Ian is, and Mike. Mere boys in comparison to Moses. But seriously, there are three points which I'd like to share with you, which have helped me personally as I've thought about this time of change and transition as we go into the future. And the first point I want to bring to you is the Lord himself, the Lord Jesus himself, is our leader. It's absolutely right that we honour and respect and follow our human leaders, as we've done. And we're all immensely grateful to Ian and Mike for how they've led and pastored and cared and guided us over the last decades. And we know they will continue their work. It's not yet done. They'll continue to serve us until their time is complete. However, they are only under delegated authority. Our supreme commander, our ultimate leader, is the Lord himself. Is our Lord stepping down? Is he passing the baton on to somebody else? Is the Lord retiring? Of course not. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he will continue to lead us, even when Ian and Mike have stepped down, and we can trust his ongoing leadership. Notice exactly what the passage says. The Lord your God himself will cross over ahead of you. It could have said the Lord God will cross over ahead of you, but it says the Lord your God himself. I'm sure Danny will tell us what the Hebrew context of that is, what the meaning is exactly. But in English, the Lord your God himself. It's his very person. In all his glory and his majesty, he is the one who leads. Not a deputy or a sub-commander or even a host of angels are going to go before the Israelites. It's the Lord himself in person, leading from the front. On one evening when the transition team were meeting together, we just sensed the Lord reminding us of this. Actually, it's all about you, Jesus. It's about you. It's not about us. It's not about how clever we are. It's not about our plans. It's about you, Lord. And we came to that point of just wanting to worship. He is our leader, and there's none better to lead us. Second point from the passage is the Lord's work continues. That's a shot of Albert Street and our patch. The work of Moses was to lead the people to the promised land, but not into it. There had been battles on the way. We're told about those in this passage. But there was still more work to be done. In fact, the main task still lay ahead in the promised land, the land the Lord had promised to Abraham. So we read in verse 3, "The Lord will destroy these nations before you, and you will take possession of their land. Joshua also will cross over ahead of you, as the Lord said, and the Lord will do to them what he did to Sihon and Og, the kings of the Amorites, whom he destroyed along with the land. The Lord will deliver them to you." The Lord will deliver the land into the hands of the Israelites. And the work here at Salford is not finished, is it? Not by a long shot. God hasn't finished all the work he wants to do through us. When Ian and Mike step down, we're not shutting up shop. We're not closing the doors. We're not cancelling all the arrangements. In fact, I believe the opposite is true. The Lord has new objectives for us. New ground to take. New adventures to go on with him. It's his work and his kingdom. And if we are obedient and following his lead, he will deliver the land to us. I read this from Nick Gumbel earlier this week. I think this is quite fresh. I find this visionary. "There's never been a time in history," he writes, "when the world has needed good news more than now. And with the digital revolution, there has also never been a moment before where we've had a greater opportunity to communicate the good news about Jesus to everyone on the planet." That's visionary, isn't it? Everyone on the planet. Our vision extends to Warwick. You get the point. New opportunity, a new season of change, new technologies to help. So the Lord himself will lead us, and his work is going to continue for sure. And thirdly, from this passage, the Lord's people can take heart. We can roar like lions following our line of Judah. Moses says, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them." That's the people in the land. "For the Lord your God goes with you, and he will never leave you nor forsake you." Interesting that he says these words, "Be strong and courageous." Why did he say those words? Well, surely it was because they felt anything other than strong and courageous. In fact, they felt weak and terrified of all the change that lay ahead. Across the River Jordan were the hostile forces. There were reports of formidable giants in the land. There were intimidating walled cities. And humanly speaking, they were in a place of vulnerability and fear. And here at Salford, we too may have worries about the future, concerns about where the Lord will lead. Our neighbours and the people of Warwick seem unresponsive, by and large, to our message of hope and freedom through Jesus. We haven't seen people coming to the Lord in faith as often as we would love. It feels like so many people have built walls around their hearts, just like the walls of Jericho. But in verse 6, there are two good reasons to be strong and courageous. Firstly, our God is with us. And secondly, he will never leave us or forsake us. We sang just a few moments ago, if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? Do we believe that? Do we believe that to be true? I pray we do, that we have that faith in a God who can do these things. So if you're fearful or worried, if you wonder about our effectiveness as a worshipping, witnessing community, then just remember what happened in Jericho, to the great surprise of the people. The Lord did amazing things, and he can still do those amazing things. We were sent a prophetic word, which we've shared, and I'll read this to you. Sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow I will do amazing things among you. Let go of everything that is not of me, everything that would hinder my flow in your midst, for I would have a people after my own heart and will do all that I say. We don't take courage from our own strength or cleverness or persuasiveness. We take our strength and our courage from our God who is with us. And he's for us and longs to do amazing things amongst us if we're willing to cross the Jordan and be obedient to him. So my encouragement to you is we have a Lord, the Lord himself is our leader. It's his work and he's not going to let it fail. He's not going to terminate his work. His work continues and therefore we can be strong and courageous. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for the relevance of Scripture. Thank you for the way that your word speaks down through the centuries. And today we can find help and comfort and encouragement in what Moses wrote and commanded all those years ago. Lord, help us, like those Israelite people cowering on the banks of the Jordan, to take heart, to be full of strength and courage, knowing that you are with us. You will lead us. And your work is yet to be done. Lord, we look forward to all you have for us. Lord, we pray that you'll shake the walls of Jericho again, walls of resistance to you. Lord, bring a harvest, we pray. Lord, do your mighty work in your mighty name. Build your kingdom here, Lord, we pray. May your will be done in all its fullness and glory. And we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.